For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This week we've got songs that tell stories, whether it's an ode to an Argentine comic book that spoke truth to power,
or a Colombian singer whose life was bizarrely perfect until he met the one woman who destroyed it all.
And including our classic song of the week about a man who travels to Cuba and meets the woman of his dreams, La Flaca.
So without further ado, let's open the book on these stories.
Once upon a time, there was a magical little show called Alt Latino, and it goes a little something like this. Anguish in this song.
Very dramatic.
This is Fútbol, the band Fútbol. El Asedio de River is the song. So this is a compilation of Argentine musicians, and it's called Los Ellos. Now, let me give you some backstory. It's a tribute to an Argentine comic strip called El Eternauta. It's a sci-fi comic strip.
Cool.
That was published between 1969 and 1975. It was pretty political, actually, because this was a time in which there was a lot of violence and this brutal dictatorship was on its rise. It's a wonderful story. I mean, it's a story of how all of a sudden the city of Buenos Aires is attacked by a freezing snowstorm and nobody survives. And finally, what they realize, what the few survivors realize, is that it's aliens that have come to attack Argentina and kind of take over. The whole series is them battling these aliens who want to kill them, but it's a symbol for what was happening in Argentina at that time.
That's very brave.
It is. Well, eventually the writer of the comic book had to start writing it from hiding, and eventually he was, in 1977, he was abducted and disappeared.
Ugh.
And so this is a tribute to that comic strip, and it's called Los Ellos, or the Thems, them.
Mm-hmm.
And because in the comic strip, they fight against them with a capital. So I just think it's a beautiful song. And it gives me a little opening to tell our listeners that pretty soon we're going to be doing a show about political protest songs.
What we'd like to do is have you write into us on our website at npr.org/altlatino and tell us what your favorite political song is, from current, from past, even going back to Nueva Trova if you want in the 60s. We'd really like to hear it because we'd like to put together a very nice show.
Let's stay in Argentina with Pequeña Orquestra de Trovadores, and this is El Loco del Noveno A, or The Crazy Guy from Apartment 9A.
muchas, muchas horas y ahora calladito está. Está tramando algo. Y como siempre antes de la tormenta hay mucha tranquilidad.
So this is Pequeña Orquesta de Trovadores.
It's a very storytelling show this week.
Yeah, lots of storytelling and lots of acoustic guitar. I also think this song kind of has like a lot of almost like Muppet elements. Like the la 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 la. Sweet. This is from their self-titled album, Pequeña Orquesta de Trovadores.
Which means?
The little orchestra of troubadours.
My son was asking me what a troubadour was, and when I explained, you know, the traveling musicians and singing songs and telling stories, and he said he wanted to be a troubadour.
That's sweet.
With his bass clarinet.
I don't know how well a bass clarinet guy can do as a troubadour.
Well, you know, in the age of the internet, you know, we don't really need to move anywhere now. We can just, the troubadours can just be in one place and the songs can move.
You can live in your mom's basement.
There you go.
Or in your dad's basement. Yeah, you can look forward to that feeling. Let's move on to something totally creepier than playing your clarinet in your mom's basement at age 35. This is Belandia y la Tigra from Colombia.
Yo tenía un misterio porfírico, tenía un Quijote concéntrico, yo tenía un espanto somnífero, tenía un conejo coqueco, yo tenía certeza prehistórica, tenía un instinto benéfico, yo tenía una contramandítica, tenía un cotoco boteco, y todo me lo corrió. Yo tenía ligero el piropo, tenía parado el poroto, yo tenía sudor el soplete, tenía un copete con curva, yo tenía lejano el golero, tenía golosa la azúcar, yo tenía un turupe turístico, tenía una maca en la nuca, y todo me lo corrió. Yo tenía durita la caca, tenía aplicada la lata, yo tenía menudo el enojo, tenía mi tacata, yo tenía la dicha en lo poco, tenía mi tumba en el mambo, yo tenía radiante la foto, tenía mis sacas ahí todo, me lo corrió.
You know, sometimes you can speak Spanish so quickly that it's a cross between rapping and singing and just talking fast.
Like without even trying.
Yeah, I've heard people speak Spanish, like old ladies speak Spanish so quickly. It's like, man.
Don't call me an old lady.
No. You're like, she's there speaking Spanish so quick. It's like, oh, that would be a good rap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this is Belandia y la Tigra from Colombia, and they do a lot of what you're talking about. Like, they sing, like, really fast, and their guitar work is really fast, and they're very artistic. They have amazing and extremely creepy videos in which they're all, like, dressed as civilians, but with giant papier-mâché burro heads. They mix a lot of folk and Andean music. They call this style, this genre, rasca music.
Rasca.
Rasca with a Q. And so they're from Piedecuesta, Colombia. It's the song from the CD Egipto. And this song is called Ella me dejó todo corrido, or She messed everything up. And I love the lyrics. They're so absolutely like bizarre and surrealist. He's saying, I had an ease for saying sweet nothings. My garbanzo bean was always hard. I had a faraway love song. I had a kangaroo in the Everest. I had what it took to be famous, and she messed it all up.
What I like about these guys is that there is no obvious strong Afro-Colombian influence or cumbia or anything. It's all acoustic guitar based.
It's very different.
It's very different from what you hear out of Colombia.
It is. So that last artist was really great with his Spanish, with that rapid-fire poetry. Up next, we have some Catalán.
El mort està gelós del degollat que es mou pel cementiri venerat. I això fa mal. El mort està gelós del degollat que té una gran història que explicar. I això és fatal. El mort està gelós del degollat que va anar a la guerra defensant germans, veïns i els ideals. El mort està gelós del degollat que va rebre la clau de la ciutat el dia del seu funeral. El mort està gelós del degollat que va anar a la guerra de soldat i allà l'obriren en canal. El mort està gelós del degollat que va deixar aquest món amb un gran final de traca i focs artificials.
So this is Nacho Humbert y La Compañía. He's from Barcelona, and he was formerly in a Spanish cult band called Paper House, and he kind of disappeared for about 15 years, and he recently came back into the scene, and this is from his most recent album, No Creáis Ni La Mitad.
Very good.
Don't believe even half of it.
You know, sometimes we get comments about the show from people who don't speak Spanish and are enjoying the music, despite not knowing what some of the artists are saying. And this is a case where, unless you speak Catalan,
I know.
You know, it's the same thing. It's like we get to listen to this music and appreciate it for how it sounds. We have no idea what he's saying.
Yeah, no, it's very beautiful. And it, I mean, I know that the title is El Mort y el Degollat, which means the dead guy and the beheaded guy. And so it's a little bit dark.
El mort està gelós del degollat, li fa tanta ràbia el seu posat, en plan de carnaval. El mort està gelós del degollat, el puta té al coll un gran forat i té en el cementiri un club de fans. I això fa mal. I això fa mal, li diu el mort al degollat. Això fa mal, això fa mal, li diu el mort al degollat. Això fa mal, això fa mal, li diu el mort al degollat. Això fa mal, això fa mal, li diu el mort al degollat.
I really like the name in this next band. Felix y los clavos, or Felix and los clavos.
Or Felix and the nails.
We'll be right back.
Where are these guys from?
Argentina.
They sound like that band from Mexico. Is it Hello Seahorse?
Really?
Yeah. So
I don't know, because Hello Seahorse, the lead singer, Loblando, has such a high-pitched operatic voice.
And they remind me of a band.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, this is Felix y los Clavos, the song Sensacional, or Sensational. It's a great, very ethereal sound.
I like the sound. It's very jangly guitar-based. A throwback to, like, I'm hearing, maybe it's just I'm stuck in my era, but I'm hearing, like, late 70s.
Like what?
Like some of the bands that were doing, like, alt-country before it was alt-country, like Graham Parsons, some of these country-based artists that were doing, like, a mix of country and folk rock at the time. But the vocals also sort of remind me of the Byrds from the 60s, kind of very nice harmonies, very well put together. I just hear everything through my 60s and 70s filter, I'm sorry. Next up is a cut from the new album from Lila Downs. This is called Pecadora, and the album's Pecados y Milagros.
Y yo te quiero con todo el cuerpo. Y yo te quiero por tu semilla. Y no te puedo sacar de la mente, ni de mi nada. Nada no te puedo yo sacar. El cuerpo es débil como la arcilla, que como el alba de madrugada se apareció ante mí un centauro y tu cadena al purgatorio me arrastró ya de bajada. Será pecado que no lo sé.
Si lo encontras solo en la selva con rumbo desconocido, yo te pido, amigo mío, que lo traigas conmigo.
Una voz del pasado, como la noche.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
This is like two artists I love, and somehow they came together and produced a song I hate. I don't understand this chemical reaction. It's like mixing my two favorite flavors of ice cream and getting
We need to mention that the song features the band Ilia Curiaki y Los Valderramas from Argentina, and they're working with, like I said, Mexican-American singer Lila Downs. I guess it's all just a matter of taste, because I like the way it starts slow with the Afro beat and the almost Mexican Norteño style rave up at the end. It's great.
And then it becomes like a really Middle Eastern thing.
And there's a little bit of rap.
I think Ilia Curiaki has this really bombastic, like they over enunciate, and it sounds really good when they're being goofy and funky. And also in some of their CDs, they get really serious, but they change that and they have like a folk falsetto voice. I feel like if you're really bombastic on a serious track, like it sounds goofy.
Lila Downs is one of these artists where I like to go with her wherever she goes, because she has such a very wide-ranging artistic vision, and it's always different. Some people can peg her for one thing or another, but she's got a very broader range than what people expect. And so she's taking a chance, and I'm going with her. I really like it.
Have to agree to disagree.
There you go.
I just think you can't rap with everything in its life.
Well, how did I end up defending rap in this in this duo?
Let's move on to something we can all agree on.
Okay, let's go.
We're gonna end our show today with our classic song of the week. This is the Spanish band Jarabe de Palo, and this is La Flaca, or The Skinny Girl.
En la vida conocí mujer igual a la flaca, coral negro de La Habana, tremendísima mulata, 100 libras de piel y hueso, 40 kilos de salsa, y en la cara dos soles que sin palabras hablan, que sin palabras hablan. La flaca duerme de día, dice que así el hambre engaña, y cuando cae la noche baja a bailar a la tasca, y bailar y bailar y tomar y tomar, una cerveza tras otra, pero ella nunca engorda, pero ella nunca engorda. Por un beso de la flaca daría lo que fuera, por un beso de ella aunque solo
So what year did this come out?
This is from 1996. This was actually the first hit for Jarabe de Palo. Pau Donés, who is the lead singer, he wrote it after a trip to Cuba. He's writing about a very beautiful, dark-skinned woman from Cuba who dances all night so that she can deceive her hunger. And it's a very beautifully written song, La Flaca, which is a common nickname for a slender woman.
Right.
This is just kind of like a quintessential Latin rock song.
Yeah, it's a very good statement. It's a very good defining statement with all the elements, the electric guitar and the Afro-Cuban feel. Great songwriter. This is really a great piece.
Por un beso de la flaca yo daría lo que fuera, por un beso de ella, aunque solo uno fuera, aunque solo.
And that classic song is just a perfect way to end today's show.
As always, you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and El Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katzeff and Jessica Goldstein, and our engineer, the lovely Chuck Thompson.
I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And we lived happily ever after. This was Alt Latino.
Nice.
Fuimos felices y comimos perdices.
Aunque solo uno fuera, aunque solo uno fuera, aunque solo uno fuera. Aunque solo uno fuera, aunque solo